My name is Katie Bellotti, and I'm a self-employed graphic designer and digital storyteller with love for psychology and shaking the dust off of untold stories. Allow me to introduce you to a cocktail of past and present. My podcast, Thick and Thin, is a spoken diary mixed with tales of people from years past who lived their lives in full color. Because, as many of us know, life isn't a straight line. No matter the decade, we're all writing our own stories, finding new ways to show up for ourselves through the thick and the thin. So pause the show you're listening to right now, grab yourself a martini, and go subscribe to Thick and Thin on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Cheers!
Welcome to another episode of The League. I am your host, FIFO. I'm here with Mr. Dead in Hip Hop.
What up?
And Mr. AKA.
What's going on? What's happening?
What it do? Man, look. It's on and popping. It's been a lot of games that we done played, a lot of user games that done went down. Who wants to go? Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right.
Let me see. Well, I guess we'll start with the Restart League. At least that's the most recent league that I've had a lot of games in. I played Ken, and I believe I played Adrian. Did I play Adrian? No, I think I just played Ken. I only played Adrian once.
Well, yeah, I don't know who you
No, I played him twice. I did play him since the last time we spoke.
Okay.
So those are two of my I'm in the NFC North, and those are the two users in my division. So I'll start with Adrian. I shut him out the first game. Mm-hmm. Second game, he scored, I believe, 10 points or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember watching that until it was no longer necessary. Yeah.
The only thing I'll say to that is I respect his secondary. He improved his secondary. He got Stephon Gilmore, and he got, was it Zaire Alexander on the other side.
So. And Marcus Peters.
But you can still move the ball on him easy. Mm-hmm. And also, like...
So looking at numbers is very interesting. He only has 10 interceptions as a team. That's not a lot for all of that.
Because he traded Cam Newton. So I don't know if those INTs go with him. But he don't.
No. He's talking about defensive wise.
Oh,
he has 10 as a team.
I don't think people throw. Either people don't throw, because I know for me, I wasn't really trying to throw him.
He does have the best pass defense in the league by yardage.
Yeah, because like he just knows what to do. Because he picked, I think he in the second game, he picked me off of just a tip, you know, like receiver tipped it up in the air and he caught it. But yeah, I do respect to the secondary, but outside of that,
overseas,
it's a wrap.
So you wasn't scared of his D line? He got some names on there, Miles.
Nah,
Garrett.
because I'm used to like not used to playing the Ravens in the other in the original league, but or like even used to you. Like I'm used to now my offense is predicated on pressure. So like that's why I'm really heavily on running the ball early, so that like by the time you see me pass, you don't know where I'm going, because I'm always constantly pounding the rock. So I'm gonna have to force you to bunch up and focus on the middle instead of focusing on the pass rush on the outside. Because it just makes no sense if there's a pass rush if you just run the ball, because you ain't gonna really get to me. But yeah, like and even then I still had time to throw on him. Cause I to end the game on the second one, I threw like a 40-yard bomb to Henry Ruggs for a touchdown. And that's how the game ended.
Oh wow!
So like we like you said in the chat today, we throwing up points. You know what I'm saying? Like it is what it is. But with Ken, it's like our matchup. The one thing I always respect about Ken is that D line, that nigga's gonna bring pressure like a motherfucker.
And they're not even good yet.
But you know how to. But for me, it's like. How I use Dwayne Haskins as far as a quarterback, like I need time because I need my receivers to be open, because he ain't the guy that can really get it. He can get you there, but you really need to be like set the tone for him. So you didn't really make me comfortable when I was trying to pass. Like I would try to run more than that, because again, I'm still not comfortable passing just yet, like fluidly, like I want to be. But now, like with Ken, it's like you gotta stop that motherfucker, Dalvin Cook. Like that was my main concern, because like that nigga always get over 100 yards in the tub on me. Like always, even in the last game, I was like, all right, I shut his ass down. This nigga broke one for about 60 yards.
I started going the opposite direction. I just went right.
Fuck with Khalil.
Nah, I went to Khalil.
Nah, I was just gonna say Khalil. Khalil's starting to show his age. Like the first couple seasons, it was like, all right, Khalil's a monster. Now it's like, I think he's only got like maybe 4 sacks already on the season.
You gotta start using him. Put him in position. Is he still an X factor?
He's still an X factor.
You better do it because you're gonna lose it.
Yeah.
But I don't. At this point, I'm thinking about trading him. Cause like, but at the same time, he still gets good pressure. Mm-hmm. But it's not elite pass rusher pressure. Like it's just more of like, if a motherfucker hold the ball for longer than 2 seconds, his ass gonna be right shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But usually it's like as soon as the snap, he's putting pressure. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking about trading him because again, like I'm trying to move off he got a big contract, move off players before they get too old. But now like I always like playing Ken because it just makes me want to just, you know, get better on my offense because I know he's gonna bring that defense.
Mm-hmm. That game just was a step backwards for me. It didn't faze me until like later on when I kind of started to really wake up and I was like, oh shit, I could have did this, that, and the other. Like there were things that were set up that I don't know. My head went in the game the way it should have been. And I think your guy, I don't know who was coming off that right side, but he was eating that white guy up. And he hit me once in the end zone. So that was an interception. And then I think it got hit again on another interception. And then one I threw, I saw you, but I thought I can get it over you.
Yeah.
I saw you. I said, I can get it over
you. Oh, you're talking about the linebacker?
Yeah,
that was
the
in.
Linebacker going over.
And that's some things I like to do. I think we all do that too, as whoever uses linebackers, that little lurk, that bait lurk, where I'll let you get like a couple steps, but then I know based off of how fast my linebacker is, I know he can catch up to get the interception. And that's what I did with that.
Foreign did that to me, and then it's not like because I was like, oh yeah, he right there, but I can make this throw, and he didn't make the throw, and it picked it off. I was like, damn. I was like, all right, well that's cool. I'll get it next time. But I think the thing that pissed me off in that game was that second touchdown you scored, because I should have had a pick. You threw it on the left side to Julio, I think. Crossing was right there. He jumped up and high-pointed the ball and dropped it. And I think you scored a couple of plays later off that drive. I was like, damn, that was a turnover. That was a turnover. I think I had like potentially like.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because he tipped it and then like you were right there. I thought you had it and then he dropped it too.
And that was another one. You threw it to like three of my guys.
Yeah, that was when Julio caught it over the middle.
Well, that was some bullshit. But that was also Julio. But yeah, I remember that one. But I think he had good position on him.
Yeah.
So I was hoping at least they'll knock it down. But it's Julio. So
that was an accidental trigger too.
Oh. Because
I was trying to throw it to the other side.
Oh. Okay.
But because I'm used to him on the other side.
Gotcha.
So when he did that. Cause I was just like, damn, this nigga better get this bitch, and he did. That's all. I got him like, that's my nigga. I fuck with him.
I just knew my safety was gonna get there in time, but
he's big. I don't know what it is, but he looks like a fucking giant in the game. Like
he does.
Yeah. So, but like I said, and running left, you know, I was like, at some point, you know, I'm gonna break one left, and then I couldn't get it going left. So then that's when I started going right.
Is that where your best offensive linemen are?
Yeah. And then I finally just started running right. And I started to kind of switch up my offense a little bit and go to different plays. And then that's when Dalvin Cook broke one. And then, you know, we finally got on the board. So I was like, well, at least it ain't going to be a shutout. Because I think it was late in the fourth quarter. But I was hoping, I was like, because I know Nick ain't going to sit on the ball. I was like, he going to. So I was like, man, I hope he give me one. I was like, he saw
what I was going for.
I said, I hope he give me one. I just need one interception. And I almost got one. And then I think you kept getting the first downs. And at that point, it was a wrap. But yeah, I always like playing you because I like your scheme. And, you know, and just because I don't think anybody kind of plays the way you do in the league. I think some have tried. But
it's a commitment to do what I do.
Yeah.
Because even if for me, because it's all about, and it's mostly coming from your philosophy, is like just take what they give you.
Yeah, you're death by a thousand paper cuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's your philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand that shit. But I don't mind that because that's how you play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe in my defense, so I'm like, I just wait for a mistake or hope for a big play or something like that. But just I'm talking about like on the defense. So the defense is what is why I wanted to get in the league, because you're one of the better defensive users in the league. And once I cracked that code, like everybody else, you know, it's whatever.
I feel the same way, to be honest. Like, the only nigga that I game plan for, like, seriously, is Foreign. Everybody else is like, I'm trying to just master how to beat you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like anybody, but when it comes to Foreign, it's like, that's when I'm on my toes. And I'm like, all right, I gotta, you know, I'm just trying to confuse the motherfucker. But everybody else is like, all right, I know your patterns. I know how you do things. Let me just keep going. That's why, like, I get cocky when I be like, look, all right, you beat me this time, but you ain't gonna do that shit again. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I gotta keep proving that shit.
Yeah. No, I feel you. And that's a perfect segue to me, because I was on revenge week. You know what I'm saying? It was the AFC Championship revenge against Spike. I took it out on him, man. I think I beat him 32-6. All that shit he did before with Devontae Smith, all that shit was shut down. I shut all that shit down. I was not gonna have it, bro. I just was not gonna have it. So he ran that counter. I was ready for it. He did break a couple of plays on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I do play aggressive. And I think when you play aggressive, either you're going to throw interceptions offensively, or you're going to give up either a big play in the air or big play on the ground. You know, it just, it is what it is. But, you know, I felt really good. But the cherry on top was M Extra today. The cherry on top was M Extra. Because I feel like he's the one in the AFC that has, and the Broncos too, and I haven't played them this season or last season. I only played them in the, I only played them in the first season. But with all that being said, with M Extra, he's made all these moves to try to beat me. Mm-hmm. His efforts are futile.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? He brought out the word of the month.
Yeah, hey, his efforts have been futile. And here's the thing, you know, like in the chat, he was talking about, you know, I was trying to take, you know, cheap points at the end. I'm gonna run it up. Stop it. It's a video game. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no real injuries at stake, man. It's a fucking video game. Stop me. Stop me.
Well, at that point, he's proven that he couldn't stop
me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then give up these points again.
My thing was more of like, I didn't realize how pedestrian his offense was.
I make it look pedestrian. It's not pedestrian. Yeah. Look at his numbers. Like, Stephon Diggs is getting numbers. CeeDee Lamb is getting
I'm talking about against users.
He's a good play caller, though.
Look at against Spike what he's done. Look at against the Broncos what he's done.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but like,
no, but
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Spike
and then go back to the original league. Like, come on. Like, let's give him extra his props.
No, I'm not saying he's trash. I'm just saying, like, it's really, like, I thought it was a little bit more complex. The only time I played him, he blew me out back in the original league. Mm-hmm. But as I've been watching him and his user games, I'm like, okay, I'm scheming. Like, I already know how to play him now, especially after watching you.
Mm-hmm. He's had a couple of different offenses since we've been playing.
Because what he runs with the Cardinals is similar what he does now, but the difference is the quarterback.
But the thing is, with the Cardinals, I felt like he was more creative.
Because of the run of the quarterback, the threat of the run of the quarterback.
No. I'm talking about as far as passing options. Because, like, he's got CeeDee Lamb and Stephon Diggs, stuff like that. He was just mostly doing slants with you, for real.
Because I was bringing so much pressure that he was trying to get quick routes.
He came out the gate with the slant before you even brought pressure. And that's how you got the first tug.
No. I brought pressure the first play. I was just telling Ken. I ran my mid blitz. I ran that first play. I saw him come out through wide receiver. I went 2-4-5 A-gap mid blitz. And Marlon Humphrey, he got his abilities are one step ahead and acrobat. And he went for an acrobatic catch, missed it. No safety, bro. He scored. It is what it is. I played aggressive. He beat me. You know what I'm saying? That's my gamble. But at the end of the day, just look at the pressure. I didn't get that many sacks in that game. I think I got like maybe 4 sacks.
You were close to. You brought pressure. You got in.
Every time I hit his ass. Yeah, you hit him. If this was real life, he'd be waking up like, damn, bro, I need an IBU 800. Give me two. You know, it is what it is. Like, I know how to bring pressure. Look at how many sacks I have as a team. I got 60 sacks. The next closest team has 38 sacks. I damn near doubled that. Well, not damn near, but
who's the next closest?
I want to say it's the Packers.
Oh, yeah. When I'm not in the top, that bothers me. But go ahead.
Yeah, I that's the one hole in my defense is the pressure. Because I just rely on turnovers and just stopping the run, like, I guess what they call it, old school way. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. Like, my philosophy is just I can't sit back. Like, why? Football is about aggression. Football is getting to the football. It's who wants that more. So I don't know. Like, I feel a certain type of way about just playing back.
Wait,
like,
what do you mean playing back?
Playing coverage, playing cover three, playing zone, taking, you know what I'm saying? Just like, no, I'm gonna speed you up. See, because like even in the chat, right? Like you were saying, MXR got to get to the second and third reads. How, Sway? I got the leading sack person in the game.
When he was doing the three wide receivers on the left, that type of vertical thing, the far left receiver kept beating your corner. Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, bro, and he never really paid attention. He always was focused on the middle.
I think it was that pressure, though.
True, but it was. But at that point in time, FIFA wasn't bringing that much pressure to where he couldn't throw it over top. Because I was watching, I was like, bro, he has enough time to throw it over the top.
Ghosts.
That's it. Yep, that's it.
See, because this is the reason why pre-snap I give you the same shit. Because there's sometimes I was dropping back into pressure. I was picking 2-4-5 A gap, but I wasn't picking mid blitz or cover one. I was playing zone. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing, man. At the end of the day, he was seeing ghosts. I bought the pressure. I took away CeeDee Lamb. I took away all of the shit on the inside. Cause he threw 5 picks that game. Mm. Nick Bolton had 2. Or he had 1.
You got Humphreys still?
Marlon Humphreys had 1.
Yeah, I know he had 1. That was the one in the red zone.
Eli Apple had 1 and Minka had 2. You know what I'm saying? So like I took away the middle. And the one of the ones Minka had, it was literally cover 1. He had 2 or 3 wide receivers to the left. Mm-hmm. It was when I went for it, like 4th and 1 at the goal. And I was like, fuck, I always take my chance there. Like if I don't get it, I don't get it. But you gotta travel 99 yards. I'll bet on that. I you know what I'm saying? So I played a cover 1. Minka took away the crosser. That's why you play cover 1 to take away that shit. He took it away. Boom. I didn't score on it. I should have damn ran that back, but it is what it is. I got the score on the next play. But I was able to take all that shit away. So in the AFC, I've been quiet in the chat, but I ain't gonna be quiet on Twitch because this is my goddamn platform. I'm the motherfucking king over there. The North. 16-0 last year. Yeah, I lost in the AFC Championship game. Not going to happen again, bro. It's not going to happen again.
You see what Adrian said in the chat?
Yeah. That's
he said, you doing all that shit, ain't got no chips.
That's cool. I'm going to get chipped this year.
You got to show these niggas, man. That's what it is.
I'm going to get chipped this year, bro. I don't care who coming out of the NFC. I've already exerted my dominance in the AFC. It's a wrap. I'm going for it. I didn't claim it last year. That's the reason why I ain't get it. But I'm claiming it this year.
Yeah, I know I played Nick. I didn't get a chance to play Spike. But I did play MXtra 2. And that was a thriller. Y'all can watch that on my channel. It was better than the Bears game. So it's a little bit more exciting. But that was fun, man. And that was my first time beating MXtra. But I think when I played...
That was one of the best games of the season.
It was.
Against the Lions, I got close. So I was like, okay, I'm, you know, narrowing the gap. At least I felt like it. But this was a big test. So I'll say this. Like, that Saturday after I played foreign, I just went online and I just played a bunch of users. Cause I just gotta go in the lab. I was like, I gotta go. I just gotta play users. So I play like 6 or 8 games online. So when I played in MXtra, I was ready. Cause I had seen a lot of different people. So I was like, okay, yeah, I know if I see this, that. And I just ran my offense. So that was the one thing I learned. Like when I play user games, I don't really run my offense that I run against the CPU. I jump into other plays and shit like that. I don't even know what the route combinations are. So sometimes that's why I end up holding the ball. So when I play a user, I was like, let me run my offense, practice the offense against different type of zones, coverage, man, whatever. So that's why against the MXtra, I was able to kind of read and pick, you know, see where I wanted to go a lot faster because I ran my offense. I didn't really even run my offense against you, which is another reason why I was disappointed because I'm like, I didn't even at least try to do it half of what I normally do. But against him, yeah. But it was fun, man. Once Dalvin Cook broke that touchdown and it was 7, I was like, okay, we might be able to stand here. Because I always believe in my defense.
Yeah.
Like, I always believe in my defense. If there's one thing I got, is my defense, unless the players suck. So and you know, he's aggressive on fourth down. But it was fun, man. And then he got that bullshit ass Josh Allen touchdown. You know, some mm-hmm. man, I hate that
animation. They tackle you, but they pull you forward.
Yeah.
It's,
man,
like, no, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, I understood it, but I was like, that animation is some bullshit. And I was like, man, I was like right there. And there were like two defensive calls I wish I had back. I can't remember what they are now, but I wish I had them back. But yeah. And then I just saw it. I jumped into one of my plays and I looked at the coverage and I was like, well, if this goes the way I think it's going to go, well, it all depends on what happens with the snap. Mm. So the snap was going to determine everything, of course. But I was like, if he's in this coverage, which it looks like he is, I got a shot. And Jefferson was gone. And he likes to take the lineman and run with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he can get there.
Sometimes he gets stuck on his D lineman. He's a pre-snap adjuster.
Oh.
So sometimes if you quick snap him, he'll be stuck on his D line trying to cycle through players.
Sometimes, and shit like that. But he does that on purpose too. Mm.
Yeah, because he picks off people with the D line.
Yeah, he really? Does it on
purpose. Yeah, like if you're throwing and he'll tackle you before you really mm-hmm. get the release, but the ball comes out, mm-hmm. he'll use his D lineman and pick the ball up and run. He did that. That's how he did it. I remember he did that.
People
I mean,
did that online too. I played against somebody that did that. They would take the D lineman and drop him into coverage. So I'm like, okay, all right, whatever, man. But you know, but yeah, but so what happened was it was a crossing route, and the safety came up to take him because he was in cover 4, and left Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
and then the only person that was left was the lineman, but he was too slow to get there. And the only thing I was concerned about was just because Franks don't have throwing power, deep accuracy. So it was just him to get in the ball, the shoestring tackle, some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. But once he caught it and dude fell, it was a wrap. And that was game.
So I came in the fourth quarter. I was watching that. And the way it ended, I kind of saw it. I was like, damn, he really he threw it. Oh, shit, he caught that motherfucker.
Bruh, when he threw that shit, I was like, oh, this nigga just trying shit. And then I was like, hold on, that nigga might beat him. And he threw it up top, and I was like, oh, shit, this better not be no shoestring tackle. This nigga made it. I was like,
He threw it perfect.
He did.
He threw it perfect because he put a lot of air up under that motherfucker.
Yeah. I can throw with Felipe, man. I can. I mean, shit, you can just look at the stats.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make a lot of different throws, which is why I test you. Because I can throw with him. I know the different type of throws he can make. So yeah, it was just a matter of whether the ratings would catch up to him.
Yep.
But no, I wasn't just trying shit. Like, I read the coverage.
Yeah. Because I saw it, like, because when he took off the line, I said, oh, shit, he threw it. Oh!
Yeah.
It was just like, I just saw it. Like, I just saw it develop. Man, that was crazy, Ken. That's definitely, I would have to say, top 3 best finishes in all of the seasons that we done played.
That, I remember back in the original league when it was me and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Giants.
Oh, I think I remember.
Where AB caught it over the middle, and then he took it to the house to go into overtime. I forgot, there's been a couple of them. I wish we could actually say.
I called Adrian. Oh, yeah, you're right. We should have said that stuff. Because remember I called Adrian with Deshaun Hobson?
Yep.
And then when y'all played, when he had Ruggs, you did the same shit to him that you beat with Matt Mechtron, I think. You had Ruggs for like a last minute bomb touch.
Nah.
Was that not you?
He didn't beat me like that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I could have sworn it was something like that.
That was just against Adrian.
Yeah,
game, but nah, yeah, it was fun. So I play 4 tonight. So we'll see. But I'm looking forward to it, man.
Man, fuck that nigga, man.
we can jump into the
new originals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So look, everybody that's in here listening. We're doing a restart in the originals. So it's called the New Originals League. I picked the Falcons. Who'd you get, Ken?
The Panthers.
Who'd you get, Nick?
I got the Pats.
Bet. So from the originals, Cliff, which was the original Ravens, he picked the Raiders. Adrian was the Seahawks. Now he picked the Washington football team.
I think Foreign
was the Falcons, and then now he's going to
the Jets.
The Jets. That one for Ben, I win. then we got Poe. Who the fuck he select?
Let me see if I can.
Poe was the Chiefs.
Green Bay.
So now he's Green Bay.
Yeah, because he was gonna get the Saints.
Yep. And then damn, who am I missing?
I feel like you missed
extra. You got him.
Yeah, he's in there.
Which team?
CJ.
Yeah, so what team did CJ pick?
It's in the chat, but it's way.
I was just trying to do it off of the memory.
Yeah, I know.
No, Emetra ain't in there. It's just.
I think he got the Raiders.
That's Cliff.
Sir Charles got the Ravens.
Yeah, CJ got the Ravens.
Emetra got the Seahawks. That's what he is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Emetra got the Seahawks. I think that's it. Maybe
That's it.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So before we get into the rosters and things that we're trying to do over there, we're, what, two games away or a game away from the Super Bowl?
We're a game away from the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I was one of the last people in the playoffs. I beat the Ravens, who was Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost to the Chiefs. Heartbreaking loss for me because I wanted my guys to go out on a Super Bowl run. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't get it done. One of the few times that Polo has beat me. So I was pissed, man. Cause it was like I was playing a shitty game. It was late at night. I was just trying to get it over with. That's still no excuse. That's not really an excuse, but it was just more of like, because of that, I was just doing whatever. Kind of like how you said, Ken, you were like not really playing your offense, but playing your offense at the same time.
You're going through the motions.
Yep.
Just like,
this is my second and seventh play. Yeah, let me just pick this.
Yeah, or like even on defense, like he kept doing that same shit that I usually would pick him off on, but he found a way to throw it over in a way. So like he usually likes his slants, but he see that I like to lurk on that shit, but he'll find a way to either throw it over or one of his receivers in the slants was like come into my linebacker, trip me up a little bit, you'll have somebody right there. It was a close game though. It was 9-13.
But
yeah, I played foreign with the Lions, and it was
low scoring.
It was 10-3.
Yep.
Going into the fourth. And he did. He went into the playbook. He had to pull out them other plays.
Nah, that's the thing he'll do. He'll do
four and fourth. Yeah, yep.
Four and in the fourth. Yeah.
And he got me with a QB option or something like that. And I was hot because I'm like, man, I'd be expecting these things to come. Like, why did my guy not get over there? And he didn't get over there. And he busted. And then it was 13-3. And then I was pretty much a gang. But yeah, I can muster any offense. And it's like, I know where he's at, but some of them guys were coming fast and I wouldn't get to my second or third reads fast enough. And then when I do see them,
mm-hmm.
I'm hit.
Yep.
I'm
yep.
like, God yep. damn. Yep. Cause I look, I'm like, yep. oh, there he is. Bam. So, it was a good game. It was a good game. I think if anybody watched, it was a good defensive struggle. Or defensive game, and that was that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I lost.
But that's why I went and started playing all those people online because I was mad.
Sometimes you got to go back to the lab. It's like when you have a bad game and you got to, get up shots right after the game. Fuck that. I ain't going home. Yeah, it is what it is. But I lost to the Chiefs in the fucking first round. It is what it is. So me and Ken, we're trying to coerce Nick into staying, but me and Ken are definitely staying in the originals league.
I still may.
Yeah. And it's obviously open invitation to whoever wants to stay. Obviously, we're not going to be advancing that often. That's going to be even pushed more to the back burner. But it's just so much time and effort put into that. I'm not giving it up just like that.
Yeah.
That being said, the new originals. Man, my strategy, I already employed the majority of it. I made a whole bunch of trades, got rid of Matt Ryan, got rid of Keanu Neal, got rid of Deontay Fowler, got rid of a lot. Hayden Hurst, the tight end, got rid of everything. Julio and Calvin.
That's it.
That's all I got. You know what I'm saying? But I got 10 draft picks in the first three rounds. So I'll be able to.
This nigga be just
retool.
I swear he got cheat codes and
get what I need to get. I got 3 first round picks. I got 3 second-round picks, and I got 4 third-round picks.
Well, you did gut the team, so that does make sense.
Yeah, like I, you know, but I'm still good enough in key places where, here's the thing, I know I'm not competing year one, but y'all not going to blow me the fuck out of here. That's not what's going to happen. I'm going to take some
competitive.
But it's going to be competitive. You're going to have to goddamn put some points up. But no, I got Colin at quarterback.
Capping it?
Yep. You know what I'm saying? I got Cap. You know what I'm saying? So, got Cap. Bro, you can't even give away Todd Gurley.
Really? What is his contract like? Is it bad?
$5 million.
Not even that bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It is what it is.
Gurley is bad.
What is he overall?
78. He's higher
78?
He's higher than Devontae Freeman, though.
Oh, so these are the updated rosters?
I guess, yeah.
Kind of. Gotta be.
If he's 78.
Yeah, he's 78.
He was like 80-something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's 78. There's no burst. There's no speed. Like, there's no advantage. Like, he don't have no stiff arm. He barely could truck. So I'm gonna ride it out for the year.
That nigga,
I can't get anybody better.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I'm gonna ride it out.
2-3 years ago, he was like the best fucking back in the league.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, my shit's it's a retool. The way that the Falcons should have been done it. But, you know, I'm gonna do it. Oh, also, what was the coach name that you picked? So I picked Demetrius Flannery. I always pick a drug kingpin. For y'all lames that don't know, that's Big Meech. You know what I'm saying?
This is supposed to be a family-friendly show. And you always
do that, though. It's just my thing. It's just my thing.
Since I went Boston, I picked Bill Russell.
That's what's up.
Black excellence.
Black excellence. Yeah. Because you're black.
Did
power.
Did you spell X with an X?
Yeah, black power in the other league.
Yeah, yep. That's what's up. So what are your roster moves? Like, how are you guys looking to shape up your squads?
Man, when they say the Pats have no weapons, this is the first time I've ever done this. I literally, like, did a FIFO. I overhauled a lot of shit, except I didn't. I got some trade picks back, but I had to trade away a lot of shit just to put some holes in places. Like offensively, I got Evan Ingram. I fuck with him, the tight end from the Giants. I was able to get Will Fuller from the because I used him with the Colts in the other original league. So I got him from the Texans, and I got Claypool from the Steelers.
Isn't it always interesting, like, you just find guys that work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you already know I got my guy Andy. Mm-hmm. I got my guy.
I just know him. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
And then the caveat, well, the cherry on top of me, I was able to get Joe Mixon from the Bengals.
Wow.
Damn, really?
That's nice. So like, cause I was practicing with Sonny Michelle and whatever, and I was just like,
nope.
In real life, I fuck with you, but like in the game, it's different. I was able to get DeForest Buckner from the Colts. And I let go of Stephon Gilmore because that motherfucker was making like $29 million, and then he was supposed to make like 24 the next year, and then 17 the next year after that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you rated. You ain't about to be on my team making all that shit in one position. So I let him go. I traded him away to Adrian for a 3rd-round pick.
You don't like spending money, boy.
Not, I don't have to.
Gilmore,
especially like you said, I'm not competing this year.
You could have got more for that though.
I know I could have, but I was just more about the cap because I can get something in free agency. I got cap space now. That's the one thing I have never done really is go out in the free agency and get players because I'm always about building up. Like, man, fuck all that. In this league, I'm ready to. I'm trying to compete as soon as possible. So after this year, I'm competing. Yeah. So in this upcoming free agency, I'm getting a bunch of motherfuckers. I should have about I got a cap penalty probably about $12 million. But still, I'll have maybe like $38 million to spend. So I'll get a couple players here and there just to shore up some lines. And then with the Pats, they have so many injuries from this season. Well, I guess they called them injuries based off of the COVID shit. I'm getting a lot of people back next season. So it's just like, I don't really care. And then like, I still got like Devin McCourty and all these other guys. Like, they still good. Like, so Stephon was just a luxury in my opinion. He just cost a lot like a luxury. But and then like, oh yeah, I traded for Jalen Hurts. Cause even though I said all that shit about like just getting town now, I still like developing my QB. Especially if he's still on his rookie deal and I can activate that dev trait. I'm good with that.
I haven't made any moves yet, which is typical with me. I've don't jump out and make moves like that. Plus, when I looked at the roster, I was like, who am I going to move to get anybody? Like, the roster is so bad.
You keeping McCaffrey?
He's the only one I got. So, yeah, I got to at least try to have somebody that can make plays. So yeah, I'm going to keep him. I got Brian Burns and a couple of defensive guys, but the O-line is horrendous. I like the receivers, though. I like
the receivers. They got good receivers.
Yeah, the receivers are cool. Excuse me. But that's it. I got Teddy Bridgewater and some dude named PJ Walker. So
what are you planning to do about QB? Because I know Teddy's not the
absolutely not.
Teddy's is gonna be his backup.
Yeah, he's probably gonna be out for I'll even take a 6th or 7th for him if I can get it. Yeah. Cause y'all know I can throw any quarterback in there and play. I've been playing with 60 rated quarterbacks damn near since we started this shit. So that ain't enough for me. But yeah, so I don't know. I haven't really just sat down and tinkered with it. I wanted everybody to kind of exhaust all their moves and let me go pick what's left and see what's what. The only thing I just wanted to play in a division with one. Well, I'm in a division with you, so I just jumped in there so I could play against FIFO. So play with FIFO. And Poe was going to be in it. So, you know, so jump in a league with a division with two other users, but he left. So
they be scared of that competition. I be feeling like sometimes because that is a.
You think so?
Well, I think I'm not. I'm just playing with the scared. But it's just more of like I always got to compete. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that gets exhausting after a while. Like not only just
really
to not only to align schedules to actually play the game, but also knowing like, damn, I got to play this motherfucker again.
I like that though.
No, I'm saying some people do.
Some people do. Okay, I'm not speaking for everybody.
Yeah, but I think some people it's just like it gets exhausting, like always having a user game to play, like at least twice a year. Like in the divisions, like twice a year. I know we gonna play a user throughout the schedule, but some people like to be like, all right, I got a user that got 2-3 weeks off getting a CPU. Then I got it. Kind of just helps me
because we're guaranteed in the NFC North at least 4 user games, and they throw on any other you know user games in addition to that you playing 7 to 8
I'm playing all users up until then I think damn near week 16 like as far as in the restart league because I faced Ken and I was supposed to face the Saints today and then after this I play like I think Polo
you'll
somebody
never face the Saints nobody will ever face the Saints.
He, what you mean he said he got his shit fucked up he gotta get it fixed.
Okay. What next?
Hey, you saw what Spike did. Hey, I gave him a chance because as soon as I sent the text, I was like, oh, this is the same. This is what everybody be talking about.
Yeah.
That nigga always got a reason to
always,
be
gone. Always.
I'm not saying he lying. but what I will say is that it's very rare for shit to fry like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is somebody that grew up. Like I don't know where he's at, so I can't even say. But I just know that why the TV didn't fry?
I thought he said the TV fried too.
I don't know, man.
Either way,
I'm chasing a CPU.
Who gets a PlayStation fixed? You go buy another one. It's a PS4.
They're abundant.
Yeah.
It's not like you had a PS5. And even if you had a PS5, that bitch.
That was the only thing in his story. I was like, You going to what's that shit?
Geek Squad?
Yeah. You going to Pep Boys to get your shit fixed for a $200 system? Come on, man.
Yeah, nah, you better go buy you another one. They're like, yeah, exactly, 200.
Shit, even the fucking PS5 is like, shit, 400, I got, 300,
I,
400.
Man, I got like 3 at the house I could send one. $50.
Plus shipping.
Yeah, that. $50. That's it. So they just send up. But yeah, so guess it is what it is. But I ain't gonna lie. Like when you sent the test, I'm like, I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, I was too. I was just like, if he say anything goofy, that's why we attacked his ass when he said that shit. He was over there trying to overexplain. I'm like, bro, you good? We already know your routine by now.
Yeah, but yeah, that shit was funny.
And then last but not least, the Dead End Sports League.
Business as usual. I do have another user game today or whenever, and then I play the Chiefs again. He put a 125 against the computer.
Huh?
Yeah. Bro, this nigga.
And I be trying to crack the 100. That's hard.
This nigga got all the fastest receivers in the world. He probably just do one play touchdowns every drive.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
Because I've tried, bro.
And he has to pick off everything.
Yeah, because like the closest I've gotten, 80 something, like 86.
I've got like 70 something.
84.
Y'all niggas be really put. I just cared about the win. I don't really care about the point. After like back. Once I hit 40, I don't really give a fuck no more.
I put an 88 with the Browns in the restart league. But that's the most like ever. Like, and that was hard as shit to do. So 125?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. So we play and I know. I don't know if there's anybody else I play.
Overtime basketball.
Yeah, overtime basketball number.
But yeah. So yeah, I just got two more user games, but I think we're losing users, so it's kind of drying up.
Yeah.
You know, because I lost one in my division. Cardinals gone. Somebody else.
Is that Chargers who's gone?
Yep. Chargers gone.
Foreign's gone.
Because he, you know, and the Cardinals are gone.
Foreign isn't playing as religiously as he once did.
Yeah, I think it
burnout?
Yeah. No, not that. But you know, he still plays, but yeah.
So, hey, that's an open invitation to y'all. Whoever wants to get in the league, just send us a message. Shit, we'll put you in.
Mm-hmm.
Granted that some of the teams you're probably going to pick has been pillaged, but hey, if you a good GM, you don't got to worry about all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for me, I'm barely over 500. Like, I'm 6-5. I'm just trying to get to the playoffs. I'm really, I understand what it's like to be the head coach of the Bengals. it's a toll, my nigga. I'm depressed, nigga. I'm like, I'm a real life Marvin Lewis. Like, shit. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm 8-1, you know, but that's it. You know, so, I mean, I still got to go through the Chiefs. You know, yeah,
I got
that nigga
Chiefs
on
tonight.
Some other shit.
Yeah, you been calling
y'all. I ain't putting on no 125.
Yeah, I know. What's his number? It's like, you got to score 30. Like, you got to score 80. Over 80.
Shit.
I hate him. Man, I hate him too in the chat. Because every week, he be like, all right, as soon as I advance, he be like, bet, who I'm trying to play? Don't nobody want to play you, bro. You don't know that by now. We don't like you.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's where we are with that one. So, you know, it's an okay season. I hate the other guy wasn't able to stay because he had a really good team, that Chargers team.
That Chargers, man, I faced that Chargers team, bro. I'm telling you that. Even as a CPU team.
Yep, you see what I'm talking about.
That shit is like somebody, God on the sticks. somebody on the sticks. Jesus over here playing around over here because, bro, I swear. And I know, granted, I'm the Bengals, but nonetheless, it's like, bro, this motherfucker be, that safety?
Man.
That's safety, bro. And then McCaffrey over there, like, happy as hell he playing behind a good line. Because that nigga's on, man, I'm telling you, bro.
It's unreal. I'm
telling you.
I was waiting. I was hoping you got a chance to play him just to see if it was. I was like, maybe it's just me.
But, nah, that squad is mean.
So that he built
a really great team.
Yeah, he did. So I'm glad he left.
So, Nick, we're going to end the show here. Got one question. This came from the Ravens user Cliff. He said,
I already know what he said. What
did he say?
I already know he gonna talk about that loss that he took.
He said, did you win the game or did you just not lose?
What was the end result?
Because he said that you started chewing clock in the second quarter.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I thought it was like second quarter?
Not what.
You said second quarter.
It wasn't second quarter. It was second half. Because the first
link. I don't know if he's watching.
I still should have the game on streaming. You could watch the game. Because I was up 21-7 on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was throwing the ball. So, like, it wasn't like I was, like, it was after I had a good lead. I was like, I don't need to keep scoring, nigga. And then, like, he because I remember coming out of the half. Because he scored. It was 21-7. And then he, with, you know how he is with Lamar Jackson, he'll roll out to the side and just throw up a bomb. He got a touchdown on me on that. That's 21-14. And then I got a field goal, so it was 24-14. And then I think he scored again. And then at that point, I was like, all right, shit, I'm just going to run out the clock. I ain't, like, the thing is, like, this nigga was, he was trying, before we even played, because it would take me a while to play him, he was like, damn, niggas scared to play me and shit. Like, bro, you ain't no boogeyman out here. Like, nigga, like, ain't nobody scared. Like, don't nobody give a fuck about what you're doing.
We done adjusted. We done adjusted.
Like, yeah, like, I am a totally different player than I was. And he found that out. Like, I'm a totally different player than whatever you was doing back then. Like, especially with that Colts team. Like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap, nigga. I'm like, he got some good runs. I mean, I'm not trying to say he's boo-boo, but it's the same, like, but you're predictable. Like, I know if I shut down your run, you're going to roll out with Lamar and try to throw a bomb.
Oh, he said he's here.
Hey.
17-3. I don't know what that means.
So, I guess, is that it, Cliff, is that when he started chewing clock on you?
Nah, he ain't never had 3. He that couldn't have been the score because he had, the score was 24-21. So, he didn't have 3. But, nah, it was second half. I don't believe it was second quarter because I don't think I scored 21 points in one quarter or like in the first half, and that was it. But nah, it was a good game. It was a good defensive game. I picked them off and all that other shit. Again, it's streaming, so you can go to my channel. It should still be up. You can watch it. If it was second quarter, whatever. I don't really care because I got the win. So it's just like, you do what you – what is what Herm Edwards say? You play to win the game. Nigga, I don't give a fuck if how I got to get it. Stop me. Because I was doing the same shit you always say, death by paper, because I was running up this motherfucking gut with my nigga Chubb. So it was like, come on.
He said, yep. He said, yep. He answered your question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dang.
He'll see. That's why he want to play me in the new league. You already know. He's doing.
I saw the chat.
Hey, that's the thing about niggas. I put niggas on notice, all right? Because they hate when I beat these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
You the most shit talking this motherfucker.
Nah, ain't even that. I don't talk much shit as him. He already acting like he the boogeyman and shit. Nobody scared of you. You could be with the Raiders. It's going to be 10 years till you win, just like with John Gruden. Nigga, hey, come on. We'll see.
Yeah, he said, I'm coming for y'all next.
Yeah, ain't nobody worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be ready next year.
Because it ain't going to be this one.
Hey, it whenever I see it, hey, I'm always going to be in the playoffs. That's the one thing I can guarantee. So if you're going to be there in the AFC in the playoffs, we'll see each other.
Okay. Yeah, y'all both in the AFC too, so y'all see each other.
Because who did you get again?
I got the Pats. So we ain't in the same division, but we'll vent. Yeah. Like, so our schedule's going to line up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Did y'all see how many user games y'all got?
I didn't check yet. Yeah.
I got like 5 or 6.
Yeah, so. I didn't look at mine.
So yeah.
Do I play you? Because I know you play them extra. I didn't know if the schedule is.
Yeah, I play them extra. I'm not sure. I think I do. Obviously, I know I play Ken twice, and we play early too. We play.
Oh, really?
We play 2 times before week 6.
That's how it was with me and Adrian in the restart.
Yeah, so me and Ken play twice.
He said he is the boogeyman. And he said it was a good game, but he said he is the boogeyman.
All right.
Now I'm not going to front. When he first got into the league, it was like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. So you know, he made everybody readjust. And then the nigga was in my division.
Nigga was pulling his hair out every week, but I gotta play. Hey, you remember that one time he had to play the playoffs? He sat on the stoop like he was on punishment. I was like, God damn, I gotta play this nigga.
Yeah, I did, bro. But once I figured it out, I'm good. Once I figured it out, you know what I'm saying? But nah, it definitely. This is a fucking video game. And I didn't lose sleep like that, but it definitely was on my mind. So I could definitely understand in the real NFL how you lose sleep against certain people. Yeah. You know, like when you're a coaching staff.
Especially
or whatever.
If it's close games and shit.
Hell yeah. So, you know, it is what it is, but, you know. But look, here's the thing.
He said he got 5, and he said, yeah, I think y'all do play. We play in preseason, so let me know.
Oh, yeah.
You want to play?
I didn't know you was on this morning. I didn't know if he was ready or not.
Oh,
or I don't know if you were actually on or not.
I turned it on to do an update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it was like hella updates.
But yeah, I was running around doing other stuff with the kid and editing. So, so yeah, I didn't play at all. But yeah, it was a lot of updates. But yeah, I was about to say something, but I forgot.
Is that it? Did we cover everything?
Mm-hmm.
What's upcoming for the move forward? Because we're like week 11 in the restart league, right?
Week 10 going into week 11. Tomorrow will be week 11.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah, we'll be like, okay. Yep. So then, yeah, we will be done with this season by.
Oh, I know what I was gonna say.
End of the week.
Hmm.
So they're not gonna let the brother back in the other league?
Oh, Ravens? I don't care. I don't know. He on probation with Spike. That's what he is. Spike put that nigga. He put that nigga in solitaire.
Spike is cold, man. Because he took the Bucks out of it. The Bucks tried his damnedest to get back in the league.
Bruh.
Spike didn't even respond.
Bruh, that
Spike
nigga,
just removed it from the chat. Boy, we ain't seen the Bucks since.
Spike like a black woman. When he move on, he move on. That nigga ain't coming. He don't even know you no more.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with him being back in the league. I love competition. That's how you get better.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like,
too.
I'm not gonna lie. Beating him was like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
You know, there's certain users. It tastes a little sweeter when you get the dub against.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, it just, you know, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So I'll send out. I'm the governor. I guess I got to make a phone call. Get my nigga out of solitary. I'll hit on Spike and see what's good. Yeah, but shit, with that other league, we advance every day, bro. So I don't know how your schedule is. So shit,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the another thing. Probably is like if you're not playing games over a 4 week span or 6 week, I don't know how reset it. Then it's just like, what's the point?
Yeah, because CJ, he's old. Well, he finally got his first win. I don't know if that was him. And he
it is because he just got back.
Oh yeah, he and Adrian played tonight too. So I don't know if.
I was wondering. I was like, "Damn, you 0-6."
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna play that.
He was 0-9.
Oh wow,
he was.
Oh, he's 0-9.
He traded Russell Wilson.
Yeah, for what?
He got Trevor Lawrence. And he got some other things too. Like he only gave
up. Did it help? Because he 0-9. Like, what the fuck did he get?
No, but he was on auto this whole time.
Still, you can't get one out of 9 weeks.
But when you look at the roster is not an 0-9 roster. So I don't know how many users he played against during that time. I don't know. But either way, like, he shouldn't be 0-9. But and then I was like, well, at least you'll have like a high first round pick. He was like, man, I traded all that shit.
That was easy.
So he ain't got nothing. But, you know, I think it's just one of those things.
He trade Trevor Lawrence.
He going to trade teams.
Trevor is nice.
Mm-hmm. He ain't that nice.
Nah,
he ain't that nice.
Nah, he's nice, bro.
He ain't that nice.
He nice, bro. Like, he nice.
See, you and Ken just used to having 60 and 70 rated quarterbacks. Like, that's y'all problem.
No, I remember I had Justin Fields. I know what it's like to get somebody.
Trevor nicer than Justin Fields.
He is.
I got him in the Broncos league. I didn't know he was that nice until I played with him. Yeah.
They dots are, all yeah, everywhere. Over
the field. Yep. For real, bro. Yep. Me versus Nick, week 3. Mm. All right.
We gonna
prime
see.
Time. We should probably add that on you go. Yeah, we're gonna be hosting. I think we host your channel anyway. Or whoever streams. So, yep.
You don't broadcast at all, so shit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. But no, I think, yeah, we should definitely try to get clips and highlights of games in certain moments. Yep. Yeah, because I just thought about two against me that Metcalf did that I don't want to revisit. But yeah, that nigga, bro.
I hate Metcalf. I swear Metcalf is a cheat code. It's Metcalf, Joe Mixon, and who else is there?
Nick Chubb is a cheat code.
Nick Chubb is a cheat code.
Who's the D tackle for the Packers?
Is it Clark?
Clark.
Bruh.
Clark is a cheat code, bruh. That nigga Frank Clark is a cheat fucking code. Harrison Smith is a cheat code while he still has his X factor. Because when he come through, you're not holding on to the ball, bruh.
Nope.
It don't matter who you are. Bah.
All over the field. I had him. He was all over the field.
Yep. That dude's a cheat code.
Patty is a cheat code too.
Yeah, and I think Lamar too. Motherfuckers that run with Lamar all the time.
Because you should have been sacked on one of those plays.
Yeah, you got stopped by the dude.
You know what it is? On design QB runs, he bounces off shit. That's a design QB.
Did he
run.
Spin off? Oh, spin off dude?
I didn't control that.
I know, I'm just saying, but he naturally spun him off.
Yeah, he naturally spun.
Because that's what Nick Chubb does that sometimes. Like sometimes the animations will be like, he'll just spin around and then just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't do it, but
I didn't do it. Like, that's part of their elusiveness or their power or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that was a design QB run. I run that in the red zone. That's one of my go tos.
Yeah,
you over here trying to drop gems and
shit. No, I know. And when I'm watching, I'm like, he's gonna do the QB run, y'all. And he does it. I'm like,
he'll wait 1 second to look for options. He's like, fuck it, I'm gone.
Yep. I said, I don't know why nobody picked up on it yet, but okay. Yeah.
You know, everybody has their things that they like to do.
That's a nice way to say we all stubborn. We don't give a fuck. We go live by the sword, die by the sword.
Look, here's the thing. So, like, I still run my plays. Mm-hmm. I still run my vertical bunch to the right. Like, I still do that. I mix it up. I don't obviously always run it back to back to back or this, down, and third. And now that I have Lamar with Hot Route Master, nigga, I'll be changing all that shit. All that shit. Oh, okay. What? Okay, babe. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, man. Mm-hmm.
The last Super Bowl, the original? Oh no, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, he got to get a Super Bowl.
I got to get a Super Bowl.
We'll see. And Mitchell, look, hey, he taking notes too. He up at night.
He came out ready for you today.
No, he did.
I thought he had.
Hey, I thought when he went up 14-0, I was like, oh, come on, FIFA, not again. I was like, not again. Not in the same division too.
Yeah. Come I was like, on, dang, he was ready.
Nah.
That's the thing about M. Actually, he comes out very. That's the thing. I noticed he comes out very hot, but over a period of the game, he slows down because I think he gets too hot. Like he tries to do too much.
To me, like I said, if it was last week or the week before, like not that he's predictable, but it's like you can stay ahead of what M. Actually wants to do.
I think it depends on the opponent, too.
Yep. It does.
He could tell he loves CD Lamb. He loves going to CD.
Of course.
That's why, like, when I saw that that pick in the when he was back in his in his end, like I was like, bro, I could he's like, bro, you just gotta follow that nigga because he wants to get to his guys.
He likes to get people across the field. Mm-hmm. That's his passing game
because he got
get them across.
He got speed, so because he wants to turn the corner and go up.
And then the other thing too is he likes to attack the middle of the field. So cover ones against him, cover threes against him, take away the middle, force him to the. He don't like to throw to the outside. If he throws outside, it's deep. He don't run no outs. He don't run no posts, really. He might run two or three posts a game to try to get Stephon Diggs out there. But outside of that's not his game. He wants to attack that middle. You clutter that shit up. Double team certain guys in certain moments.
I play him in two leagues this season. In the new originals and in our restart league. So yeah. I'll be ready.
All right. Well shit, man. That's another episode of the league. We appreciate everybody watching us live on Twitch. Make sure that you follow us on Twitch so that way you get the notifications. So that way you hear and get the podcast before we edit it, break it down, add, you know, all the little special treatments and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll be back to Tuesday next week. So scheduling threw us on Thursday.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Look, we are a small independent company that provides a lot of fucking content. So
I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, bro, we do a lot of fucking talking throughout the week.
Yes, we do.
Like, I'll be like, damn, bro. Sometimes I'm like, bro.
Sports.
Like, we started Frames, like, what, just in 2019? Mm-hmm. And we got almost damn near 250 episodes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Movies. Yep. Fucking the world. Hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Like, bro.
Just casual conversation. Is the mic still on? Like, man.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
We put in the work, man.
But, all right.
All right, man.
That is it.
We out.